always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The presidential race could be decided by seven key states, among them Pennsylvania, where both candidates campaigned today. Donald Trump in Reading.
We're on the 2-yard line, not the 5-yard line. 2 days ago, we were at the 5, now we're at the 2.
And Kamala Harris in Scranton.
We love our country, and we are fighting for the best of who we are.
She'll spend all day in the state. Trump travels later to Michigan. Striking Boeing workers are voting on a new contract offer. The strike is in its 7th week. This worker will vote yes.
I got to keep my eyes on the prize and see, you know, take care of my family one way or another. And this contract is fair for today.
It offers a 38% wage increase over 4 years. 17 million Americans are at risk of severe weather today in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri. Tornado watches are already in effect for parts of eastern Oklahoma and northeast Texas. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, November 5th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Nacoosa, the Public Works Committee will meet at 5 at the Nacoosa City Office. The Personnel Committee meeting will follow at 5:30. In Portage County, the Downtown Business Improvement District Board meeting will happen at 2:30 at City Hall in the Conference Room. The Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Village of Whiting will hold their Utilities Committee meeting at 5. The Portage County Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. You may see or hear F-35 aircraft flying overhead this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights Monday through Thursday, November 4th through the 7th. These training flights will end around 9 p.m. this week. While they usually train during daylight hours, pilots and maintenance personnel need to conduct nighttime operations as part of their overall readiness. You can still donate winter gear for the Kiwanis Coats for Kids Drive in Wisconsin Rapids. You can drop off new or gently used items until November 8th. There are drop-off sites at the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Key Savings Bank, Lowell Center, Emmanuel Lutheran School, and Members Advantage. We will have election coverage on WFHR 97.5 FM and 1320 AM starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow for Civic Media's Election Night special coverage. As the results roll in, Civic Media reporters and hosts will bring you the information you need to know, from the presidential race in Wisconsin to the Baldwin-Hovde battle for the U.S. Senate to state Senate and Assembly races and local school referendums. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball. The Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers on and off, alongside a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures today will reach the low 60s and overnight fall to near 50. But by tomorrow, we'll be waking up to patchy fog and that rain ramping up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Kronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Midday Magazine for this November 4th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to talk with Haley, 77th Alice in Dairyland. Looking forward to having her in studio with us. Right now, looking forward to talking with our good friend, CEO of the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Terry, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
We are putting on our serious hats, so we can
are.
Go ahead and do our job.
No here, goofing around.
None. Maybe a little, but none. Especially, it is go time right now with the United Way. We are in campaign season.
It is, yeah. And that's why we're here a little bit off of our regular schedule. You know, we usually have kind of a regular appearance. But, you know, the idea is just to talk a little bit more about campaign and share what's going on. So I thought I'd start with an update of where we're at. So we are currently through this afternoon, we've collected about 40% of our campaign. So that leaves a lot of room, but it's also really good, right? So, you know, it's kind of a middle point, you know, kind of an in-between time. We have a lot of workplace campaigns that are running right now. We're in the process of sending out some reminders. If someone, has given in the past, but we haven't, you know, maybe heard from them or seen a donation yet, we're sending another reminder coming up soon with, you know, hey, here's where we're at. Things are going well, but we still could use your support. So that's really what's happening. We are right in line with where we were last year, but that also doesn't, at the same time, right? So like the beginning of November, we were at about the same place. I think 42% last year, 40% this year. So close. But I also, say that cautiously because I don't want people to be like, oh, they're doing fine. They don't need my donation because we do. Mm-hmm. What's really important about that is that's the beauty of United Way and the United Way model is that when everybody gives what is meaningful to them and sometimes it's about what I can afford. Sometimes it's about, how I divide up my charitable giving. You know, maybe I have so much per year that I give. Or maybe it's about, sitting back and saying, well, I'm going to see where the greatest need is and then I'm going to put my money there, right? Everyone is in a little bit different position. But the beauty of United Way is if everyone gives what they can, that collectively comes together to fund programming right here in our local communities. So our United Way serves Southwood County. So we have Wisconsin Rapids, Vesper, Rudolph, Port Edwards, Nakusa, and then Northwood County, the rest of Wood County, is served by Marshall Dairy United Way. So they're not going unserved. They're just served by another United Way. And then we, of course, also serve all of Adams County. We do keep the two campaigns separate at the desire of the donors, right? So back in 2007, when Adams County came in under our United Way, which is a long time ago already, I guess I shouldn't even talk about it anymore. It seems like yesterday. But back in 2007, when we brought them on, it was, there was a little bit of concern that, they wanted to know dollars raised would impact those communities in Adams County. And same with Southwood. We want to know that the dollars raised here invested in these programs. So that is true. That is what happens. And collectively, we are able to fund 10 programs that serve Adams County and 20 programs that serve Southwood County. And then, of course, we have five coalitions. We have several initiatives. I believe we're up to 10, maybe 11 now that we're working on for next year. So that's where all of the funding goes. So not a single dollar of your investment. So, you know, James, when you say I'll give, you know, a dollar a paycheck, not a single penny of that leaves our community. It's invested in the people doing the work. And then it's also invested in those partner programs. And collectively, we're able to impact almost 20,000 people with all of the programs that we that United Way puts funding into. So it is a worthwhile investment. It's a smart use of your charitable giving dollars. And, you know, we really appreciate people's consideration, right? We understand that there's lots of options, right? You know, when I think about our own household giving, you know, my husband and I, of course, we, you know, we give to our church, we give to United Way, and, you know, and there might be somewhere along the line, maybe something our kids are interested in or invested in. But the reality is, we know, and others know, and you know, that this is probably the greatest and most transparent bang for your buck, so to speak. You know, that, and I don't know that I really like that saying, but it resonates with people. You know what I mean? It's it's the best ROI you can get on your on your charitable giving.
It's one of these things that I learned about at a young age when it comes to our nonprofits and giving to them. I was fortunate enough, even growing up in a poor family in a poor neighborhood, having a mother that didn't grow up in those situations, came from a good neighborhood, good environment. And so for her, it was instinctual to give back to communities, something that her parents did all the time. So it, just because her bank account might have changed or her address changed, it didn't change her attitude, and it certainly wasn't going to for her children. So on Christmas, it was nothing for us to be at a soup shelter and handing out food and for me to be confused, like, wait a minute, shouldn't we be getting the food? What are we doing here?
But after you serve others, then you can have some.
But it was something that I'm so thankful for, because as adults, and we move out here, and what's one of the first things my mom does is figure out at her job, can I give to the United Way? And learning about the United Way from her and understanding how important it was, how much it helped us back in Chicago and how much it helps us here in this state and what it can do for others. And then I meet you and I find out so many more things about the United Way and what it does. And there is something to be said for, well, I only have so much to give and I want to impact things the best I can. And so when it comes to a nonprofit that is impacting so many different areas and so many different facets of our society, it is noteworthy. I'm with you. The bang for buck phrase is not a fun phrase and not something that I'm a big fan of either.
But people get it.
But you understand what we mean when we say it. And it's that part is very important to people nowadays. There are so many important causes out there, and that we have such a giving society and giving community. And we encourage you to learn and be involved in those said projects, whatever your passions may lie. But if you're looking for specifically, if you're looking for something that something that impacts my community directly, something that I know 100% of the proceeds are going back into that community and a specific community. I mean, check, check, check. This is all the United. This is the United Way's MO. This is what they do over there.
Yeah. And so then the question is kind of, so what? Or what does my impact mean? So part of our campaign materials this year, because we always try to put out a flyer or, you know, just everybody has a different level of knowledge. And also sometimes we're just like, you know what? I know United Way. Here's my donation. I'm good. Right. Like, I'll check back in with you next year. I'll see the impact. Mm-hmm. Some people really want to dig into that and really have a clear understanding. And that's all good, too. We're open to both. But here's just a few examples of what a donation can mean and what an impact can mean. So $2 a week. So if you donated $2 a week, which, you know, we throw out an idea of that might be the equivalent of one vending machine snack. OK, so that totals up to $104 per year. Wow. Right. $2 a week. So you could spend that on vending machine, or you could provide a backpack full of food to a family each weekend of the school year.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's. Right. And that's just skipping one candy bar. That's not skipping every candy bar.
Sure.
Listen to me. Guilty. You know, whatever. Bag of chips. OK. So if you were to donate $5 a week, maybe you spend $5 a week on coffee, probably per day. But but if you spent $5 a week on coffee, which is the equivalent, here's the quick math, $260 a year, that you can, again, spend $260 on coffee, or 10 people could be provided clothing for interviews for a new job.
Wow.
$10. So if you spent $10 twice a month on a car wash, okay, so $240 a year on car washes, or 6 kids could be in a nurturing and safe environment after school.
Man.
And then just, you know, I'm going to tick it up a little bit more because some people's giving capacity is greater. Definitely. So $15 twice a month, or $30 a month, right? On TV streaming subscriptions. So least. $360 a year on, so that'd be, you know, maybe eliminating one or two of them. So you could stream, or 12 children, could receive 1 year worth of Imagination Library books. And then $25 twice a month on dinner delivery. So $600 per year would also provide six nights of emergency shelter to someone who really has a need. So just trying to, you know, put a different perspective on it or a different spin on it. We're not suggesting that you should have to give up, you know, you earn your money, right? You shouldn't have to give up those luxuries. But sometimes we just don't think about it. Or like the streaming one, I think about that. Like sometimes we have a streaming subscription that, you know, maybe we just used to watch one series, but then we never canceled it. You know what I mean? Like maybe you have five of them, but you really only use two. This is a way that you could impact the community without impacting your pocketbook, so to speak.
I like to bring up examples because I know how relatable it is for the audience. And it often gets your brain going and thinking about what you could do. I am a fan of a lot of the Apple shows. I don't do the Apple subscription, though, because of Imagination Library. And that is where I make my decision in that process. Just as an example, I encourage people to look at, especially at the, I think the streaming service thing is a really good, catches their eye. And it's something noteworthy, I think, that you, when you, in comparison.
Or even the dinner delivery. You know what I mean? Like if you took that part out, I'm not saying don't eat dinner out, but maybe you save the delivery part, right? And you think about how those dollars that sometimes we take for granted. And again, it's the individual's money, right? How they use it is how they choose to use it. But sometimes you just don't think about it, right? Like the conveniences that we might be afforded that we could easily be like, oh, well, gosh, that's $7 just in one instance I could set aside. And imagine if I piled that up for a month. You know what I mean? Like, what could that actually mean to someone else if someone really didn't have any decent clothing to wear for a job interview? I mean, think about that, right? Like, that's pretty significant. We also have an incentive if you give $1 per week. So that's $52 a year. You do qualify for our sweepstakes. So this is something fun that we added several years ago, but basically with the idea of trying to get people to think about, you know, you, everyone can part with a dollar a week, right? Like we can do that. If you work at a business that offers payroll deduction, that makes it super easy, right? Like you can have those, you know, maybe it's $2 a paycheck if you're paid every other week. But you could have a dollar a week invested into the community and you would qualify for our sweepstakes. So that means you have a chance to win $1,000 cash prize. If you are already a donor and you increase by $26, so 50 cents a week, you also get an additional entry. So this is just a fun way meant to be an incentive to encourage people to give. This does not in any way come out of any donor dollars. We have five $1,000 cash prizes. They are sponsored by local businesses. So Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinic in Adams, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Heating and Plumbing each donated $1,000. So they donate the full prize amount so that we can use that to incentivize individuals to come on as new donors. So if you happen to be listening today and you have never given to United Way, or maybe it's been forever, or, you know, sometimes because of HIPAA laws, sometimes we lose people when they retire because we don't know they're retired. And by the time we, you know, it may be that we never had a home address on file for them. We've always had their work address. We try to get people's home information. But, you know, I've heard that so many times where people say, oh, my gosh, I gave, you know, all 30 years that I was working. And then when I retired, I didn't get anything from you. And believe me, it's not for lack of our trying to get that. But sometimes we just don't keep track of people. So if you maybe were a donor in the past, I encourage you to engage in this, jump on board and make a donation to United Way before November 22nd, because that's the sweepstakes cut off. And you never know, we could be knocking on your door. Well, actually, I give people warning. We don't just surprise people anymore. But, you know, right before Christmas, week before Christmas, we'll be finding five people and handing out some cash prizes.
I'm looking forward to that. It's one of my favorite moments of the year. We're speaking with CEO of your United Way of Southwood in the Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Terry, this is something you and I have talked about on air, off air. My mom dealt with when she retired and she wanted to continue to give to the United Way. When it comes to things like that, or just random questions that you might have, can you reach out to the United Way, find out more information about that stuff?
Absolutely. So if there are questions that you directly would like answered, feel free to always give us a call at 715 715- 421-0390. And Stephanie in our office is a wealth of information. And if she can't answer the question, she will get you to the right person. You know, we receive lots of calls, certainly around campaign time about questions. But we also, you know, Ben coordinates volunteers, all community impact, coalitions, and you know, that kind of thing. If you need resources or you know someone who needs resources or needs to be connected to resources, then you would dial 211. And certainly if you call our office phone, you know, we can connect you with the 211 contact center. But that would be, you know, for any kind of need that you might have. It could be, I'm caring for an aging parent. Where can, you know, where can I get respite care, right? Where could my parent go while I get a haircut, while I grocery shop, while I, you know, do some of these things that takes me five times as long to do when someone's with me, right? Like, you know, I mean, I have some stuff, right, that I have to pound out. I want to still care for this person at home, but I need some help. That would be one example. Also, other examples that maybe don't require as high level of need, but maybe I have career clothing, like we were talking about earlier, that people need for job interviews. Where can I donate that? You know, where can I, how can I participate in this or that? So those are calls that would go to our 211 contact center, and they are happy to connect you with, you know, with resources here in our community or in the community that you are seeking information for. 211 is a 24-hour resource and referral line that is statewide. So we have statewide coverage. We happen to, at our local contact center, we directly serve 13 counties, but we are all on a statewide database. Mm-hmm. So we can access information, but we also can connect you with a local resource center that can help with that information.
And the donated the money that you invest goes into programs like 211 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And volunteer coordination. One of the things that Ben has coming up, and I know we're going to be putting something out on social media today, so it's safe for me to still mention it. But on Wednesday, November 13th, is our VRC training. So this is a volunteer reception center training. So you can register through this Friday. But this is a group. We work very closely with emergency management and with volunteer Wisconsin, but basically it is a group of coordinated volunteers that will receive spontaneous volunteers in the event of an emergency or disaster. So maybe we, you know, in the spring have flooding and people want to come and help, but, you know, emergency management is like, oh, we're trying to, you know, do this work or assess damage, that kind of thing. And we want volunteers, but it's, there's just not always the capacity to manage all of the volunteers. Right. So the Volunteer Reception Center is a group of volunteers that are willing to manage and receive spontaneous volunteers who just, you know, show up and say, I want to help. And so this is a group that meets. We do a little refresher training in the fall. We do the main training in the spring. But if you, this is something that interests you, you attend the training twice a year and then you're just, you know, ready, right? Like we're trained and ready to mobilize if needed, hopefully never needed. But we also want to make sure everybody's, you know, skills are up to date and we have those good groups. So that is happening on November 13th, and you can register through the end of this week. So that would be, you know, one of the reasons that you might give us a call around volunteer coordination.
I know that this goes on every year, but I feel like every year we don't get a chance to highlight this nearly enough. This is another one of those things that the United Way invests in us and puts into our communities, and another reason why we encourage you to invest in the United Way. They have our bag. Let's have theirs in these moments, in these campaign seasons when it comes around. It's important, and these kind of things, whether it's these programs or some of the other things you hear Terry and I talk about throughout the year, are oftentimes gray areas in our community that would not be covered if without. Watch a baseball game and imagine if there was no center fielder or there was no right fielder or something like that.
Concession stand. I mean, no umpire.
It's not the same game, and the game is going to be sorely lacking for it. If you had, imagine your community without a United Way. And that's a pretty dang scary proposition to me. That's a pretty, and this is something that, you know, if without you guys out there, without the people of this community, could happen. Let's keep our United Way healthy. Let's keep it strong. And the more we invest, the more they can do. It is not as if the, you know, United Way is looking for to be lazy. They want more and more things to do. Let's give them things to do. We all know there is plenty to do. Let's help them have the tools they need to be able to do these things by investing in this campaign.
Yeah, and there are, you know, to your point, there are no lulls, no lack of things to do. And sometimes that's one of our greatest challenges is prioritizing. And that is something, though, that United Way, you know, we take a lot of pride in, is identifying what are the greatest needs in the community and how do we best use donor funds to reinvest in the community where there's a need. Avoiding duplication, trying to fill gaps, and really, you know, a rising tide, right, raises all ships. Mm-hmm. And so the more that we can do, you know, the better it is for all of the community, whether you're a donor or a recipient, right? It makes the whole fabric of our community stronger when everyone is stronger. And so, I think that's just a really important, important thought, because we have, you know, 35% of the households in Wood County and 44% of the households in Adams County fall in our ALICE or underemployed category of income. So we know that families are struggling, or if they're not, they're getting by, but there's no savings and there's no emergency fund. And so if there is some sort of crisis, there's a big impact. And so, you know, really thinking about that. And again, like I said, the stronger we all are, the stronger our community is. So ways to give. If you would like to donate to this year's campaign, and we hope that you do, and we would certainly love you to do that, you can do it in a variety of ways. One, you can stop by our office at 351 Oak Street and drop off a donation. You can also mail us a check. You can visit our website at uwswac.org, and you can click on donate. From that donate button, you can give with a credit or debit card. You can contact Stephanie in our office to set up ACH withdrawals. If you just, you know, if you say, hey, I just like $5 to come out of my checking account or savings account every month, you can also set up quarterly billing with us. So our goal is to make this as easy on you as possible. And if, you know, if you're not seeing something that meets your need, then you need to tell us, and we'll work on making that happen. But we, you know, hopefully we have most, if not all, bases covered around giving. But again, you know, I really hope that you will give us consideration and that you will join us in this work, because our community is, you know, only as strong as we make it. Mm-hmm. This community has always been very generous. This is my 17th campaign as a staff person. I'm still, always in awe. You know what I mean? Like every year, I'm just like, oh my goodness, look at this generosity. But I say that again with caution, because I don't want people to think, oh, they don't need me, because we do need you. Yeah. We need everyone. And again, it's the collective effort. So it's only as strong as what people are willing to put in.
We are better together. We are stronger together. And we have such a good example of that every day with our United Way of South Windham's counties. And this is another great opportunity for us to put into our communities, invest in our communities, be a part of the campaign. All you businesses out there, reach out to United Way. You can still be a part of this. You can still do things for your business. And to you individuals out there, be a part of this as well. Find out more, as Terry told you, by going to the website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things going on with our United Way. Terry, always good talking with you. Thank you. Appreciate you. We will talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you, everybody, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Justice Department will be monitoring compliance with federal voting rights laws in 27 states on Tuesday. Of the 86 jurisdictions they will monitor on November 5th, four of those locations will be in Wisconsin. These include the town of Lawrence and Thornapple in Russ County. These towns have had trouble providing voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. The city of Milwaukee, which has been the target of false voter fraud claims in the past, and finally, the city of Wausau. You might remember that the mayor of Wausau met with some controversy when he decided to remove a ballot box. The Justice Department enforces federal voting rights laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the ballot. When you're heading to the polls tomorrow, make sure you aren't violating election laws with what you choose to wear. Lisa Hale has the story.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and/or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
That is prohibited under Wisconsin law, so you should not be coming in wearing apparel or displays that advocate for a position or a candidate on the ballot.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
The next Ruby's Pantry in Wisconsin Rapids will be Saturday, November 16th. There may be a few online bundles still available if you would like to choose your pickup time. As always, there will be lots of cash pay bundles the day of. Plan to come early and line up in the parking lot at Pitch Early Learning Center. They begin at 8 a.m. Bundles are $25, cash only, and approximately 70 pounds of food. There's no limit to how many you can purchase as long as they fit in your vehicle. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for four seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the fifth actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November. Both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers on and off, alongside a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures today will reach the low 60s and overnight fall to near 50. But by tomorrow, we'll be waking up to patchy fog and that rain ramping up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Russ County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is Election Day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this November 4th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And right now, we're welcoming on the phone lines our new friend, Haley Heinzel. She is the 77th Alice in Dairyland. Haley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Haley, I appreciate the time, and I always love the topics and getting the chance to hang out with our Alice in Dairyland. I've been really fortunate, been able to work with the last, I think, five or six Alice in Dairylands, and something that us and our audience really look forward to, especially when you guys are able to stop by the studios here and everything. It's always a good energy and a good vibe with what you guys do. And while I think the audience may know what Alice in Dairyland, the specific program is, we haven't gotten to meet you yet, Haley. We haven't gotten to get to know you a little bit. Do you mind giving us a little bit of your origin story, a little bit about you?
Absolutely. I'm originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and like many people across the state, I actually was not raised on a farm. I was always really curious about where my food came from, and of course, I loved farm animals. So I joined the FFA organization in high school, and in 2018, I milked a cow for the very first time, which is what set my life on a path towards learning everything I could about Wisconsin agriculture. 6 years later, I've remained incredibly involved in Wisconsin's dairy industry, and I decided that I loved agriculture so much that I should go to college for it. So I'm now a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Farm Industry Short Course Program with certificates in dairy business management. And I recently graduated from UW-Madison with my degree in Life Sciences Communications just this May. During college, I stayed involved in agriculture with organizations like the Babcock House Student Cooperative and serving on the board of the Wisconsin Agriculture and Life Sciences Alumni Association. Now as Alice, I love traveling across the state of Wisconsin and sometimes beyond, learning and sharing more about Wisconsin's diverse agriculture industry. And with how diverse Wisconsin agriculture can be, there is just so much to love. It has been absolutely a wonderful time.
It seems like one of the things that our Alice in Dairylands enjoy as much as promoting our ag industry is learning about the ag industry. It's a very cool aspect of it. Haley, one thing that I've noted to the audience many times, as I'm a transplant, I've lived the second half of my life here in Wisconsin. And while we support local and certainly love our locals and everything, one of the advantages, if you will, that I have coming into this is I have a very appreciative and third perspective of the state. I am able to really take a lot of these things in. So many things are new to me and still new to me and something I still appreciate. Our last, at least a couple of Alices we've talked to are similar to you, where they don't come from necessarily an agricultural background, but learn more and more about it and get an appreciation for it. And I think just as valuable as it is to have somebody who was born and raised on a farm, it's just as valuable to have somebody who comes into this with that perspective, that idea of a real appreciation and a real wanting to learn more and more about the industry and a hunger to learn about the industry.
Absolutely. I learned something new every single time I step onto a farm. I think whether somebody was raised as an eighth generation farm kid or raised as a city kid like me, anyone can grow to love Wisconsin agriculture or just the agriculture industry in general.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And Haley, your opening topic for us here is a great one. I learned quite a bit about, thanks to not only our friends over at Family Natural Foods, but our Alice in Dairylands of the past that have joined us and talked about ginseng. So we're going to dive into ginseng today a little bit. And kicking things off, as well known as Wisconsin is internationally for its ginseng production, why is fall the best time to celebrate this unique Wisconsin commodity?
Wisconsin is well known for being the number one producer of many agricultural commodities, including our cheese, of course. But many people might not know that ginseng is actually one of Wisconsin's number one crops. We produce 98% of all cultivated ginseng grown in the United States, with most of it being produced in Marathon County. This is due to our great natural resource base, our climate, and our geography that makes Wisconsin an ideal state for producing ginseng. And fall is the perfect time to celebrate Wisconsin ginseng because we're just wrapping up harvest season. Cultivated ginseng is harvested 3 to 4 years after 3 to 4 years of growing, so we are celebrating the culmination of years of hard work from our ginseng growers.
See, now that is interesting. That is a part of this I don't think is common knowledge. That's a fascinating part of it. We're already learning. That's fantastic, Haley. Thank you for that. I'm curious, what makes this so special? Certainly the people of Wisconsin are certainly noteworthy when it comes to this, but it gets a little more detailed than that.
Absolutely. Wisconsin ginseng is known for its very high quality and produces a unique taste that's recognized all over the world. Its boldly bittersweet flavor is especially treasured in many Asian countries. We actually export about 85% of Wisconsin ginseng to these Asian countries. It's also still widely used in Western cultures as a dietary supplement and botanical element. But over in those Asian countries, the same way we look for a proudly Wisconsin dairy or proudly Wisconsin cheese seal here, they look for a real Wisconsin ginseng seal because they seek out that really bittersweet flavor that is unique to Wisconsin ginseng.
And when it comes to making this unique, about how much of this is exported again?
85%.
Whew, that's a big number. That is a lot. Yeah. And there's a lot in that number to take pride in to Wisconsinites, to keep that in mind as well, and supporting these products and always looking for that Wisconsin label. We'll have more on that in a moment. But what are some of the ways we can enjoy ginseng this fall, Haley?
After harvest, Wisconsin ginseng is typically ground into a powder for convenience. Some different ways I enjoy it is in soup, tea, or baked goods. But this month, for a tangy twist on a comfy classic, I am using ginseng in hot chocolate, which is great for the fall, but as we head into the holiday season, still great to keep enjoying all year round. I start with heating up real Wisconsin dairy on the stove, of course, whole milk and a little heavy whipping cream. I'll then stir in some sweet milk chocolate and just a teaspoon of ginseng powder. It's great topped with whipped cream or perfect to enjoy as is.
Haley, is there a personal one you enjoy?
Definitely the hot chocolate is my favorite way to have the ginseng right now. But I've also heard that there are some ginseng hard candies that I've been looking for that sound very good as well.
Oh, that hard candies. You're going to have to send me a link about that, Haley. I need to learn more about that one right there. We are speaking with our 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, right now. And where can we go to learn more information about this ginseng this fall?
If you'd like to learn more about Wisconsin ginseng, you can visit the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin's website at www.realwisconsinginseng.com. They've got great recipes on there. They have more information about harvest and our Wisconsin ginseng growers. And they have a great list of companies on there to make sure we're supporting our Wisconsin ginseng growers. Because remember, when we're supporting Wisconsin ginseng, we are supporting Wisconsin agriculture. And of course, you can follow them on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also keep up on the unique things I'm doing as Alice, whether ginseng or otherwise, by following Allison Dairyland on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Haley. Appreciate it. If you don't mind, I'd like to take a little time kind of going over some random facts, other interesting information about ginseng harvesting.
Yes. It's really interesting because ginseng is actually a root crop. It's our state herb of Wisconsin. Not many people may know that. But it is a root vegetable similar to a carrot. So the part that we eat is actually below the ground. And I think it's really interesting because I think of ginseng as kind of a high-maintenance crop, if you will. It's very particular about the soil it lives in. Majority of ginseng is actually grown in Marathon County. And not only is it particular about the soil, wild ginseng is native to the United States' deciduous forest. It really enjoys a lot of shade cover from the trees. So when you drive through Marathon County, you might see shade structures over fields, and you'd actually be driving past a ginseng garden.
Huh. Oh, that's pretty interesting. I don't think I knew that. And most of the work is done that way as well. It's kind of done closing and opening the gardens and that. Requiring growing ginseng is done by hand.
A lot of growing of ginseng is done by hand, whether it's weeding or harvest, opening or closing the shades. This fall, I actually had the opportunity to witness ginseng harvest, which was really, really interesting. If you've ever seen potato harvest, that is what I would closely compare it to. The machine looks very similar, the way it digs the ginseng roots out of the ground, the way it would take potatoes out. But instead of collecting it within the harvester, it actually dumps the ginseng roots back out behind it, and all of them are gently collected by hand.
That is amazing to me. There is such a different process involved in making in growing ginseng than almost anything else you can think of. That most stuff, you know, you think, okay, sunlight's pretty important. We don't want too much of it, though, with ginseng.
Yeah, they actually need about 80% shade cover, which is provided by those cloth or wooden racks. It's very particular.
The ginseng and my mom, they're both the same. Both do not want, they want a little sunlight, but not too much. And before harvesting, there's certain things that need to be done as well.
Yes, in addition to that, opening and closing of the shades throughout the different seasons, it does take about 3 to 4 years to grow. And this is because of the cold climate we have. Ginseng needs to go into dormancy over the winter in order to sprout leaves in the spring. Our ginseng growers also do a lot of work collecting the seeds. So if you ever see ginseng during the springtime or into the summer, it has these bright red, beautiful berries. We don't eat them. They're just harvested for their seeds so that our ginseng growers can grow their next crop of plants.
And there's certainly a cooling that has to take place for a couple of weeks that involved for it, and then a washing process.
Yep, absolutely. After we harvest them, they go in the refrigerator for a few weeks. That washing and cleaning also does.
And Haley, before we let you go, there was one thing I did want to ask. What do you have coming up? Where are you going to be? I know you're on the road a lot. Where are you heading next?
Yes, I have a very exciting fall coming up. I've been spending so much time in classrooms across the state of Wisconsin. I especially love hanging out with our state's fourth graders, but I've been anywhere from kindergarten through high school. I'm also starting our new holiday campaign right around the corner. We'll be talking about something special from Wisconsin companies, meaning that 50% of their ingredients, products, or processing is done right here in Wisconsin. It's a great way to support local Wisconsin farmers and local Wisconsin businesses. I'm also looking forward to traveling throughout the state, always learning something new and doing new tours and events. If anyone out there can think of an event or a classroom they would like me to come visit, you can head to the Alice in Dairyland website. We've got some great forms on there for you to fill out.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to those events. We'll be telling people about them as we see them come up, and looking forward to you joining us, of course, and talking more and more about these things. And as always, we like to remind everybody, as Haley just was, that red label, that Made in Wisconsin label, be sure to be looking for that on these products. It's a great way to support our ag industry, support our farmers out there, and support Alice in Dairyland program as well. And cannot encourage you enough, especially if you've never done this for your school or maybe your classroom or something and haven't had Alice in Dairyland drop by before, reach out, find out, make plans to have Haley join your classroom or your community or your business. Have her done. You can find out more at AliceInDairyland.com. And certainly want to remind everybody about the blog as well and social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on things and oftentimes recipes and different things like that that our Alice in Dairyland will have for us. Appreciate the time as always, Haley, and looking forward to hanging out again real soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have a great day. Safe travels out there.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, encourage you to find out, bookmark that website, AliceInDairyland.com, AliceInDairyland.com, and be sure to follow us, Alice in Dairyland, on social media. Just go to Alice and type that in your search bar, Alice in Dairyland. It'll pop right up. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you throughout the week, everybody, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do?
what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Jelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's Word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag Me Too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. No, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm Melissa Kay. Count on us on air at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, on the web, WFHR.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.